Welcome to the second hour of Capital Forum. Today is September 19th, 2010, and Capital Forum with Tom, Sergey, and I think possibly Louise. Louise is having some phone issues, and we're visiting this morning for a few more minutes with Bill Spates. Bill is running for District 79, Missouri State Rep, here in Missouri, obviously, and he is a Constitution Party member, and we've been discussing Constitution Party, his candidacy.
Hello.
Gun raffle, and Louise is back on the show, and I'm going to put in a quick plug. I'm going to be at the gun show in Cape Girardeau, which is in southeast Missouri. I'll be down there, and I'll have some raffle tickets down there, so if anybody wants to get them, you can call Bill and arrange for a meeting time with me down there, and that's going to be at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau. That's a huge gun show down in Cape Girardeau, southeastern Missouri. September
24th. I'd like to put a plug in for the Gun Owners of America. And it seems to me when it came down to people being in trouble, it was always the Gun Owners of America, not the NRA that actually came out and helped.
The NRA has compromised all of our gun rights away, and I think a lot of people realize that, and the Gun Owners
of
America.
Would you like me to tell you something about the NRA on a personal basis?
Go for it.
As of 4 days ago, I am no longer a member.
Good.
They sent me one of the surveys, and I filled it out approximately 5 months ago, and I sent it back, and everything that they wanted to do to protect the Second Amendment and gun ownership that was on that survey, I said, yeah, I'll back legislation for this, that, and the other thing. I hadn't heard anything from them, so I called the NRA, is it ILA, the political arm, and I called them, and I identified myself, and I said, you know, I sent you a survey, and I haven't heard anything back. Are you not going to endorse me? And the response I got was that it was the policy of the National Rifle Association not to engage in third-party situations.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, now let me understand this. That means because I'm a Constitution Party person running legitimately, and I'll be on the November ballot, because I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, you will not endorse me. It is the policy of the National Rifle Association not to become engaged in third-party situations.
There you go.
I took out my membership card, I called member services, and canceled my membership, and I told them why.
I'm about eight years ahead of you.
Okay.
Gun Owners of America does do third-party candidates.
Well, they're the real deal.
Well, I also get newsletters from them on my email. I know very much that they exist and that they do a good job.
In our state, we've had five or six cases. The legislations I had to protect citizens, the increase on the Castle Doctrine, because they watered down the Castle Doctrine. If you really look at it in the state, they made this big hype over it, Republican Party. Go back and take a look. They gutted it.
Well, it's well documented at all levels. The NRA has constantly compromised our rights away. There's no doubt about it that they're not on our side at all.
But it was the Gun Owners of America who came and walked the halls and stormed the castles and who helped the people who were in situations where they were compromised. And they actually went out and helped them legally and everything else.
And the other legitimate group is Jews for Preservation of Firearms, and they have some very good videos.
Yes.
And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
The things of today. How do you desire to wait?
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
See, the land of the free, has anything changed at all? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind?
We're back. I love that song. We are back. Oh, Bill, we're going to carry you over to this new hour because we like you.
Well, thank you.
Give us a little bit more feed on, again, make sure they have a number. Make sure they know how to do that. But there's a little story that about the banking situation because I don't know if you know, this little group here, we're pushing for state banks, publicly owned banks, owned by the state of Missouri, the people therein, and every other state across the United States to bring back our constitutional guarantees by protecting us from the high interest that they're charging our states, causing our taxation and everything else. So tell us a little bit about the banking situation. I've been waiting to hear.
And before we get to that, and we'll get to that in a second, what she's talking about is in North Dakota, they actually have a state-run bank, and they're one of the only states, they may be the only state that's not in a critical financial situation. And there's a very good video called Secret of Oz, Secret of Oz by Bill Steels. And if you have the time and an opportunity, I would highly recommend you watch that DVD, Bill. It's excellent.
Okay.
And we were talking on the phone the other night. You were getting into the depression and then the bank closures, the bank holidays. And a lot of us are concerned about situations like that. Every week there are bank closures. And it's just a matter of time before our whole financial system, the whole house of cards, just starts tumbling. So
about a state bank, by the way, state bank shores up small banks. and make sure that they stay solvent.
One of the main benefits.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And, go ahead, Bill.
Well, personally, for the last 5-6 years, well, a little longer than that, 10, I've had my banking, well, my money and everything else that I do banking with family banks here in the St. Louis area because I found them to be more to my liking. Tom, you and I were talking when we were setting up my coming on the air, and we got on to the fact that before 1929, my grandfather owned 2 coal mines, 6 farms, and the farms had been in our family since the late 1800s, and he also owned a grain elevator. And when the Depression came along, I think it was 3 or 4 banks that my grandfather had money in. They all closed. When they closed, only one reopened, and they only paid 10 cents on the dollar. Because of that, my grandfather lost the coal mines, he lost the grain elevators, and we lost 5 of the 6 family farms. The only farm that survived the Depression is the one that we have up in Grundy County, which is to the southwest of Joliet, Illinois. And
wow.
It was a horrific situation. At the time that that happened, my grandmother had already passed away, and so my mother and her brother went with my grandfather and moved into my great uncle Orville and great aunt Jessie's home to live with them while he was in the process, my grandfather, of trying to save everything. And it was during that process while my mother and my uncle were living with the great aunt and uncle that my grandfather drove home one day finding out that he had lost the battle over the grain elevator and it was gone, and he had a heart attack in the driveway and died 3 days later. And my mother and brother, her brother, were raised by my great aunt and uncle that I ended up calling Grandma and Grandpa. It was a horrific situation back
and
in
what,
that Depression.
What added to the reason that he had a heart attack? You indicated that somebody had done something.
Well, he had gone to the bank in Streeter, Illinois, that held the note on the grain elevator. And he got there, and he was trying to renegotiate payments so that he could keep it. And the bank manager informed him that a man had come in that day and bought the note. That man now owned the grain elevator. My grandfather no longer did. That man had been a personal friend of my grandfather's since grade school, and he came in and took that piece of property away from him. And the shock of finding out that one of his closest friends did that to him gave him the heart attack.
Well, what a horrible situation. The whole Depression just invoked situations like that where your entire life was just destroyed in a matter of just, I guess, days, months, weeks, whatever. It was just incredible, wasn't it?
It was. And one of the things that has really concerned me, and this talk of the State Bank interests me very much, one of the things that really disturbs me is when this huge health care bill came down,
mm-hmm.
there is a section in that which gives the federal government the right to find out what is in my bank accounts, what is in my savings accounts, where I have my money invested, and if some bureaucrat says, oh, gee, a man Bill's age doesn't really need to have $3,000 in his checking account. They can electronically transfer that money out of there.
Yeah, that's the most.
They're already doing it under Real ID. I'll give you a little hint. The Real ID Act put into place that they have a right to acquire information about you through. And by the way, post this on your driver's license. And not only it, but your biometrics, your ID retinal scan, facial recognition software, your information dealing from cradle to grave, everything you own, everything you think you're going to own, anything you did in school, anything you didn't do in school, everything from cradle to grave, who you, how many kids you have, grandchildren you have, where you take your vacations, plus on it an RFID, radio frequency intermittent device, by which tracks you on the highway, the company called Delcan, which actually really is the federal government. And I remember having this argument with, we used to always get the gentleman from MODOK come in. He's a lobbyist. And he'd come in and he'd say, "You have your tinfoil hat on straight, Louise?" "Uh-huh." And I'd say, "You know, isn't it funny? Because I believe that your boss signed a contract with a company to implant the road and highways to track cell phone usage and RFIDs off the highway." "Oh, that's a baloney. That didn't happen, Louise." I said, "Really? Come look at this." I happened to save it, the news article, actually the actual video off TV, and I played it, and he goes, "I'll get back to you." Comes back a couple days later, and he says, you're right, but they're only collecting information.
Right.
Yeah, well, right. What is the purpose? And I believe they spend, what, $3 million for that? Taxpayers'
yep.
money? For what?
Track
to
and control.
Collect, yeah, to collect information. What are they going to do with that?
Fold it in the database.
Control the population.
It's to fold in the database everything about you. Like Louis says, it's going to be tracked and traced.
And see, we have to stop it. That's the point.
And what Phil indicated, the further step was they are now allowed through the Health Care Act to actually withdraw money from your account, not just track it, but to actually take it.
I hate to tell you this. They're allowed to do it now. They can freeze your account, and they can take everything you have under a thing called Show Me Proof. Missouri should get rid of Show Me Proof. Proof. Proof.
Okay.
Proof. Proof. Proof.
Uh-oh. I think there's a Skype deal there. I don't think Louise was doing a special effect. I think her Skype was bugging out on her. So, Bill, yeah, that's a tremendous situation that happened back in the Depression, and a lot of us are concerned about that. And thus, that's why Louise and other people are working towards getting state-owned, state-run banks to isolate.
Well, I'm in favor of this, and one of the other things that we've seen in the last couple of, well, my brother and I, several years back, went up to a meeting with the Department of Transportation, State of Illinois, because they wanted to widen one of the state highways that ran through our farm. And, you know, we're fine. You know, widen it. And this guy shows up from Springfield, Illinois, and we're up there on our farm, and there's about six or eight other farmers who are neighbors. And this guy says, "Okay, we're going to widen the state highway. And we'll take," and he tells us what he's going to take. And our tenant farmers who've been farming that land for my family, well, now it's 40 years, the guy goes over, Steve, goes over and kicks a semi-tractor. And he says, "Okay, you can have that under eminent domain. Now I want 30-foot wide accesses into the fields," because he says, "This ain't no horse and buggy, buddy, and when I go in to put the crops I've harvested in this thing and take it to market, I want that 30-foot access, and I want four of them on each field." And the guy from the state says, "You'll get 16 and you'll like it, or I'll just take everything by eminent domain." Well, my brother was standing there with me, who happened to be a litigation and corporate attorney in Illinois, and I nudged him and I said, "Excuse me, but has the law of eminent domain changed in Illinois?" And he says, "No, this guy's an idiot." And Steve went ahead and said, no, "I'm going to get it. You're going to give it to me." Well, this guy turns to his assistant and says, "Can he do that?" And the assistant goes, "Yes, he can." This guy had also, under guise of eminent domain, gone to an 80-year-old woman who was a neighbor of ours. Her husband had passed away the year before, got her to sign over more land than necessary to the state. And when her son found out about it, he said, "The joke's on this guy, because it's in probate. She can't sign it over." And then he went and got a rabid dog attorney. This man never showed up again in Grundy County.
Excellent.
The highway department sent someone else to do a better job. And the 2009 Transit and Transportation Act expands taking away property.
All right, we're going to be back in 3 minutes.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
They burned the Constitution. Doesn't mean anything today.
Oh boy, we got Louise singing in the background.
Hey, watch it. Come on back. We're back.
All right,
you done ruined everything.
We got 5 more minutes with Mr. Bill, so we're going to make this quick. We have a.
Oh no.
We have Richard Mack coming into the state of Missouri once again, and once again, the Constitution Party is bringing him in. And as everybody knows, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, is a staunch fighter for the Constitution, not only the Second Amendment, but all amendments. He's going to be in Grain Valley Community Center, Grain Valley, Missouri, and that's going to be October 1st. And the person to contact for that is Randy Jaggers, 816-223-7946. And he's going to be in the St. Louis area. He's going to be in Peabody, Missouri. And that's going to be Saturday, October 2nd. And the person to contact for that is Donna Ivanovich. And she has her email address, donnaivanovich@yahoo.com. And Ivanovich is spelled I-V-A-N-O-V-I-C-H. So once again, I'm going to put all this information in the archive. So if you have a subscription to the archives for this show, all that information will be in there. Or the easiest way to find it is go to the website for the Constitution Party, which is constitutionpartymo.org. And I think Bill wanted to give some details about the gun joint again and his website for his candidacy. Back to you, Bill.
Thank you. The information really quick on the gun drawing is this. We're printing up only 5,000 tickets. We are charging $25 a ticket but that gives you an opportunity to win a Benelli shotgun worth about $1,500 or win a rifle, 223 caliber worth approximately $1,000 or a Glock 17, which is a 9mm hand gun for worth about $500. And my website is Spaites, S-P-A-I-T-S, FORMOHouse.com. And all my contact information can be gotten off that website, and you can get in touch with me if you would like gun drawing tickets, etc. And any other information about the Constitution Party or myself.
And you're not afraid to give your phone number out over the air. It's 314-378-0136. Once again, 314-378-0136. And that's a good number to ask about the Richard Mack event or the Constitution Party or the gun. So,
correct. The banquet hall where we're having Richard Mack in Peavely, my understanding, is real close to Dunn's gun store there.
Oh, good. Didn't realize that. And that's right off I-55. Go ahead,
yes.
Louise.
I wanted to know a little something. She's my, I had a, my mother's brother, or I should say, mother's uncle, sorry, during the Depression. He lost everything, and he killed himself. And so many others did. That was not unusual. I'm really intrigued by some of the stories. If we can protect it with the state bank, we really do want to get with you and teach you a little bit about that, because it's a very important issue for the state, not just this state, but every other state in the United States, to remove the federal influences from our states, to take control of our financial health, if you would, in Missouri and other states. So, anything you'd like to do till the next commercial, because then I'll let you go ahead and just keep going, because we like you.
Well, thank you.
I'm
here
not sure
again,
why.
People have asked me if I have any guidelines about the legislation that I would be putting forth and that I would be voting in favor of, and I have five guidelines. Essentially, I very much want to know what the citizens of the 79th want. Number two, no new taxation or fees and no increase of present taxes and fees, and at an appropriate time, cut all present taxes and fees by at least 30%. I want to protect the property, assets, and liberties of the citizens of Missouri in the 79th District, which if I do that, will do it for the whole state. I want to preserve and expand the sovereignty of the state of Missouri, because I believe that's one way we can very well protect ourselves.
Very
well,
good.
Sounds like it's a very good platform. I don't know if your opponents have anything close to what you can offer to people in your district. I'm talking about that on the both sides, Republican and Democrat.
Are you able to hear him, Bill?
Well, I think he was asking if my opponents were able to put forth what I've just put forth. I haven't been to their website in about 4 weeks, but when I did go to their website, Mary Nichols was the big thing that she was talking about is I'm backed by these unions and these people. And Dan, which, you know, that's not a problem. If someone wants to endorse her, that's fine. Dan was talking a lot about his experience, where he's worked, what he's done, and his family, which is good, too. You need to know where a man comes from and what he's done. I didn't, at this point, after 4 weeks of not seeing the website, I don't remember seeing anything like what I just gave forth over the radio.
Well, even if they would give you lip service, they wouldn't come to fruition, would it, Louise? We know that these establishment candidates, and as Louise indicated, a lot of them are jumping on the sovereignty bandwagon now, even though they don't mean it. Thanks for being on the show, Bill.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
And
I enjoyed it.
Good luck for you.
And lady.
Yes,
lady.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you out.
thank you.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
To make things right, you and I must fight for our rights. You
We're back.
And I must fight to
survive. This is Capital Forum, RBN's rather inquisitive side. We do strange things here. Okay, we have a guest on, and I'm going to turn Ken over to him. And that's Jason Kaufman, and he's live from the Jesse James Festival.
Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
Jason.
How is everything?
How are you? We're real fine over here. Where are you at right now?
I'm at the festival. I'm at the festival grounds here in Clay County, Missouri, the Jesse James Festival grounds in Branson County, Missouri.
So what's going on at the festival?
Well, it's pretty muddy. We had some bad weather come through here last night, and it's all wet. But we're gonna stay here all day. We got a booth set up, and we're selling some items. We were in a parade yesterday. I guess y'all wanted to talk about a parade. They had a parade in Kearney, Missouri, and we had a Sons of Confederate Veterans John T. Hughes Camp Number 614. Float in the parade, and I guess Ken and Louise were on the float. Well, Ken walked out front, We had a bagpiper. It was real fun. Did you have fun, Ken?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we had Michael with us. He lives with us, and he had a camera and so forth. So we videotaped the bagpiper and us walking, through the parade. It was a lot of fun. I like bagpipe music. It's kind of patriotic for me, because I'm Irish. A lot of Irish people.
Yeah.
And then all the flags on the float. The float was being pulled by a Farmall tractor, a 1957 or something like that, vintage tractor.
So what was the purpose of the parade and the festival?
Well, Jesse James.
Go ahead, Ken.
My impression and might be different than Jason's, but Kearney's the birthplace, I think, of Jesse James, and they have an anniversary parade and everything every year, and this was the 40th anniversary of it. So it's all about Jesse James and just getting out and having a good time. And yesterday was just perfect weather. Started out cool and about 10 o'clock in the morning. And the float had hay bales on it, and it had a sign on the, on the side about the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. I'm not a member, but I could be because I'm a direct descendant of General Early, who fought on the Confederate side.
The war wasn't about slavery. It was about state rights, right? The states were getting tired and stepped on by Washington, D.C., so they decided to go their separate ways, and Lincoln didn't approve of that.
Right.
So what was the end of it? Go ahead.
Well, we didn't have a chance to really talk to people or anything about what it was about, but, the Confederate flag to us is freedom, not slavery.
Right.
It's all about freedom. And I kind of wish the flag had that on the bottom so people understood that it's all about freedom.
That's one reason they demonize that flag, because they want you to think it was all about slavery and you're being a racist, but in reality it's about state sovereignty.
Yeah. And that's why, right now we're a slave to debt. The Federal Reserve System, at the top, I think their main mission is to keep everybody in debt, and they're doing a real good job of it. And we need to recognize that and shine a light on the Federal Reserve. It's like a bunch of cockroaches. Anyway, so that, back to the Confederate flag, to us, that's what that's about. It's freedom from slavery.
And a big part of the solution towards that is to come up with state-run banks, and that would obviously put a squeeze on the Federal Reserve if we actually had real competition and actually had real assets to back the currency and to control the flow of the money, so we wouldn't have that ebb and flow of money, which causes deflation and inflation. And that's a big part of the solution.
In the previous segment, Jason wasn't a part of this, but we were talking about the state banks and looking at North Dakota, and when I went door to door during my campaign, I talked a lot about the state banks and told people that, you can check it out for yourself. Just go online and look up North Dakota State Banking and find out all about it. But they've been in existence since 1918, and they're the only state, I think, that's not bankrupt. And they have no state income tax. I don't think they have property taxes, and most people are working up there, and they don't have a sales tax. So, there's nothing wrong with that picture that I can see. And I had a lot of people say, well, why don't we just all move up there, But we really need to look at the state bank and get one in Missouri so we, wean ourselves off the federal dollar.
And that's actually one of the beauties of what the Founding Fathers set up for us, is to have, instead of a centralized government that controlled the people, that the states controlled the federal government. Obviously, we're not working that system anymore. But if there was a certain state like California or Illinois or wherever that invoked more of a socialist, communist mindset, then you can move to a more free state like Montana, Missouri, Texas, or what have you, and live in an environment that you prefer to live in. And unfortunately, since we have this top-down thing from the federal government, they're trying to make everybody a communist state. And that's the reason that the state-run banks are so important, so we can extract ourselves from part of that system.
Ken, Jason?
Great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Great, Ken.
I was going to ask Jason if he could tell us a little bit more about the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. I know they do a lot of things and throughout the year and have different meetings, different camps.
Yeah,
Jason.
Well, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, basically, to put it in short terms, we go around and preserve grave sites of Confederate soldiers who fought in the war between the states, and we keep them upkeep memorials that are dedicated to officers and soldiers alike that fought in that war, and we try to preserve the history and tell everybody what they really fought for. And that's basically it. We got I think it's 13 camps in Missouri alone. And the commander of the Missouri Division of Sons of Confederate Veterans is Jim England. He's a real nice guy. He lives in St. Louis. But, basically what we do.
You said you had 13 camps. What does that mean? There's 13 burial sites, or what does that mean?
No, it's camps. Different camps in different counties and cities in Missouri. It's just composed of Sons of Confederate Veterans members.
So that's
go
just
out.
Different just different organizing bodies, just different segments of those.
Yeah.
And I got you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, and I
so
guess
what's
go ahead, Ken.
Jason, if somebody wanted to join, what would they have to do?
Well, you can. There's a phone number you can call, and it's called, the phone number is 1-800-MY-SOUTH. If you think you've got a Confederate ancestor and would like to join the Sons of Confederate Veterans, you can dial 1-800-MY-SOUTH.
What if somebody doesn't have that privilege?
Well, we've got associate members in the camps that can join as an associate member. You can pay your dues from year to year, and you get a magazine called The Confederate Veteran. It's just sent out, I think it's every 2 months, and it has information and history of soldiers and what different camps throughout the states are doing.
Yeah, you have dinners and so forth. Like, I went to one down in Warsaw. I don't remember the particular camp, but they usually have a speaker and a nice dinner and get together, and you get to meet all the members. So I've been to a couple of those. It's good for, like at the time I was running for state representative, so it was an opportunity to talk to people, but, it was way out of my district, but I could talk about, the state bank issue and that sort of thing. It's very worthwhile group.
They know a lot about their history. Most people in the SCV know a lot about history, and a lot of the members are reenactors. They reenacted these war between the state reenactments all over. So
do you guys have a website that lists all your camps and where these reenactments are at?
If you go on Google or Yahoo and you do a web search for, just type in Missouri SCV, and it should bring up the Missouri Division website. It shows all the camps on the website there in Missouri.
Back to you, Ken.
After the parade yesterday, we went out to the festival grounds, which is just north of town there on Missouri Highway 33. They've got a big park there. And they had a lot going on out there. I was looking at the they have a map. When you first go in, they charge like $5 for parking, and then once you park and so forth, if I were going, I would pick up a paper. They have a booth as you first come in there, and they have a paper that has a map and tells about all the different events, you know. And I didn't pick it up till I left, you know, so I missed a lot of things. But one thing that was a lot of fun, we went on a stagecoach ride, and I saw this stagecoach being pulled by four horses. You know, it was a real pretty stagecoach. I don't know if Jason got on it or not, but it was it cost $5 for two persons. And I happened to know the guy that was driving it. And so once I got in the stagecoach, and he hollered at me and said, "Hey, Ken, come on, you want to come up, you know, on top?" So I did, and rode shotgun, you know. And he had a double barrel shotgun of some kind up there, so I rode on that. But it was a real interesting stagecoach. It was a new one, actually. I think they built them in Tipton, Missouri. And I asked what it cost. It was like $35,000, you know. But I rode in it for a short distance, and it rode real smooth. It was kind of like riding in a rocking chair. And the whole coach was supported by these leather straps. So that it just kind of rocked in these leather straps.
Wow, so that was the suspension of the day, was leather straps. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing he told me, like when the stagecoach was loaded and the horses took off, that leather kind of kept from hurting the horses. It kept the coach from jerking them real hard, you know, and hurting their shoulders.
I was wondering how they did it break apart when they were crossing all the, like, the Rocky Mountains and all these rough areas where it was just so rocky. It's even on a motorcycle that has good suspension, it's very hard on your body. So I can imagine being in one of these wooden crates. It's got to be rough on rough surfaces, but I assume that suspension must have helped a lot.
Yeah. And then the frame was all wooden, but it was encased in metal, I guess, for extra strength or something like that. And instead of metal tires on the wooden wheels, it had rubber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess. So they could run on the highway. But other than that, it was pretty authentic and plush on the inside. It's pretty easy to get in there and sit down. And I'm 6'2", and there's plenty of room. And I think like four people could sit in there. And then it had leather curtains, but I got some pictures of it and so forth. But
so you guys have a nice new RV, Ken, but back in the day, the stagecoach was the RV, wasn't it?
That's right.
Hey, Ken?
Yeah, the inside of the... Yeah.
Yeah, I got to...
Go ahead.
I got to set up this booth here. I want to turn it over to William Knight.
Okay.
He's very knowledgeable in the history and what happened in the South during the war between the states. So I'll leave y'all. If anybody's in northern Missouri today, come on down to the Jesse James Festival. We got a Sons of Confederate Veterans booth set up.
And once again, that city is?
Kearney, Missouri.
Very good. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
It's William. Hi, William.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Ken. And we've got some other people on the line. You might just say hi.
So you guys are at the Jesse James Festival, and you're trying to educate people on the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and that sounds like a worthy cause. How did you get involved with this? Are you just you had a lineage of a soldier that was involved in the effort?
Yes, sir. My second great grandfather, Washington Mackey Ives, served with 1st Florida Company C. Volunteer regiment, and he was in Tennessee. He fought in Chickamauga, Chattanooga, Shiloh, some of probably the bloodiest battles of the war between the states. And afterwards, of course, he did survive the war, and he went on to sign Florida's 1885 Constitution.
You know, one of the things I'd be interested in knowing, did the people that actually fight the war back then, did nowadays history's kind of been rewritten to where the only thing the war was about was the slavery, but a lot of people don't believe that was the true case. It was about the southern states not wanting to go along with the Wall Street and Washington, D.C.'s policies. They wanted their state sovereignty. They wanted to do what they wanted to do as opposed to what D.C. wanted them to do. I wonder if a lot of the soldiers that fought for the South knew truly why they were fighting.
Yes, actually, a lot of them did. Lincoln, you know, as far as, you know, Lincoln, you know, even in his inaugural address, stated that he didn't want to interfere with slavery. That
right.
He had no intentions of. And his Emancipation Proclamation didn't come out until like 1863. So, you know, it's like 2 years after the war began, so slavery had nothing to do with it.
Exactly. And William, we got a 3-minute commercial break, and we'll pause for 3 minutes, and we'll be back to discuss that.
All right, thank you.
Local, state, and national sovereignty.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, welcome back to Capital Forum. We're in our last segment of the show, and we're visiting with William from the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Their website is Missouri Division Dash S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, V is in Victor .org. Missouri Division Dash SCV .org. And during a break, he was getting into some interesting facts about Lincoln being a Marxist, about Lincoln and Japan, and some other interesting facts. So we only have a few minutes, William. If you want to get into those details, go ahead.
All right. Well, a lot of people don't realize that Lincoln was a Marxist, and he even had Karl Marx visit the White House
as if I recall right, it was like three different occasions. And, you know, when I was going to school, all we ever really focused on was the war between the states, the whole Civil War thing. But Lincoln had also sent troops to Japan. There was one landing in Sasebo, Japan. I forgot where the other landing was, but he sent another division into Japan. He also sent troops to Nicaragua and Panama. And so, that was to protect the railroad interests there in Central America.
So even way back then, they were building empire, and they were looking out for the big international companies, even way back then. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes, yes. It wasn't until Lincoln actually got into office that the railroads and big businesses started getting federal funding.
Well, look at that. So Lincoln at that time had in mind to build so-called modern version of the NAFTA highway. Start in the Panama, go all the way to the Winnipeg, Canada.
Is that right?
Yep.
I've got a question about the greenback dollar, because I heard that Lincoln needed, a lot of money to finance the war, and he went to the central bankers, and they wanted 36% interest, and he said no, and he created the greenback dollar. And I was just wondering if William could shed any light on that.
The greenback. Actually, the greenback goes back to the American Revolutionary War. But it was basically the same thing. It was a fiat currency. I don't know if you know what a fiat currency is.
Right, yeah.
Not.
We're well schooled on that, yes.
But it was a fiat currency, and basically it was backed by nothing more than the promise of, the government to repay, the bankers.
Why was he ultimately assassinated? Why did the bankers decide to get rid of him?
Lincoln started that war, even he stated that he was more scared of the international bankers than the 600,000 men in the standing armies.
Right.
As far as getting rid of him, I think that there was probably an underlying purpose to that. I've really not done that much research into it.
They didn't get their 36% for one thing.
That wouldn't surprise me. There's been speculation also that his wife is the one that actually shot him in the back of the head.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, they have pictures of somebody else doing it, so that doesn't work.
They've got pictures of it.
And the greenback dollar was...
Yeah, because you're in the Library of Congress.
It was 0%
in. They actually had it set up that well. They actually took pictures of the entire thing, huh?
No, what happened is you have photographers who are taking pictures of the president anywhere they go.
Right.
Not unlike today.
But
I
wouldn't doubt if it was not staged. You know what I'm saying, Louise? I wouldn't doubt if they didn't have a photographer to take it exact thing.
Well, the photographer took pictures of him announcing the guests and this and that, whatever, at Ford Theater. And if you ever been to Ford Theater, I have. I can tell you what it looked like.
Interesting. Thanks for joining us, William.
Not a problem. I discussed some things about Lincoln in my book, How to Destroy a Free Nation. That can be found on lulu.com.
Lulu.com. What's the name of the book?
How to Destroy a Free Nation.
Very good.
And in this book, I discuss fiat currencies, fascism, the Communist Manifesto. I've had several people read it, and they just love it.
Very good. Well, we're in the end of the show, and everybody... Go ahead, Louise.
All right.
Beginning to get him on the Capital Forums web.
It's true.